So every so often, we like to check in with the folks from Keep Tiger Town Beautiful, and we do that exactly right now. Jennifer Richardson, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Brian, how are you?
Doing very well. Glad to have you back in this morning, and you brought a friend with you, Trudy Daigle from
Trudy
Premier South Roofing. Trudy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
No, absolutely. Let's put you a little bit closer to the microphone.
Sure.
We're going to get to what y'all's involvement here is in just a minute, and it's really cool stuff going on. But let's get a state of affairs. How are things going over at Keep Tiger Town Beautiful?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. We're just moving on, you know?
The barricades went up last week.
Yes.
Are we all ready to see if they're helping or not?
Well, no. They won't be finished for another couple of weeks, but they've got the gates up, and they'll be putting a grate on top of it, and, you know, hopefully they won't go on top of the grates. They're supposed to be very spiky and uncomfortable for somebody to stand on them or walk or sleep on them or sit there.
Okay.
So we've already noticed that there's less panhandling going on in that area, so which is very good, you know.
Yeah, and so it's amazing that this stems from y'all's work, though. Like, when you think about it, getting from point A to point B here was not a direct line. I mean, this started with y'all picking up trash. Just let's go pick up some litter somewhere.
Right.
And it blossomed from there and continued to grow. And, well, I mean, y'all call it the Segan hellhole
for a reason. It is the hellhole. Yeah.
And the reason for that is, I mean, just the drug paraphernalia and everything else.
Well, it is. And we've had some people that were not very happy that we're cleaning that out and we're walling it off because they think that the homeless people are going back there to get shade and shelter. But if they were back there, and I invite anybody that wants to come back there to please come out, you wouldn't want your worst enemy to go back there.
Yeah,
it is full of drug needles, human feces, urine, fentanyl dust, porn, and the smell will knock you out. And it's very dangerous for anybody. It's hepatitis C, HIV, and the needles are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not exchanging their needles in to get fresh needles. And so we're constantly picking up buckets and buckets of needles back there. So this really needs to happen.
And it is happening. So fortunately, hopefully we'll see some movement to where it's the last thing you want to see is them just move to the next interstate exit over.
Right.
Because that doesn't make things better. It just moves the problem around.
Right.
But you don't know until you get there to find out, like, okay, we're going to try this solution out.
Right.
If this solution doesn't work, we'll try another solution.
Exactly. But at least we're going in a positive direction.
Yes.
We can't just sit with our head in the sand and say, oh, well, this is the status quo. They're going to do Bluebonnet next.
Okay.
They have to get funds allocated, but they will be doing Bluebonnet next. And there's not many of these hellholes in Baton Rouge. So the reason that this is imperative that it gets done is because of the long exit ramps. There's a very long exit ramp at Bluebonnet. There's a very long exit ramp at Segan.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, hotels around there. There's cheap hotels. It's just a trifecta for getting what they need to continue there. If people would stop giving them money and they wouldn't get, access to needles, Narcan, and methadone, and because they get that, but they also get money from people which they turn into fentanyl, heroin, and other hardcore drugs.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the trifecta is if that's got to include the methadone clinic.
Yes.
Which is right off of the service road.
Yes.
Right off of Rieger, I think.
Yes, it is.
So it just, you add that into the mix. And not just hotels, but cheap hotels. Like,
right.
Not just hotels, but the ones that are offering,
Right. There's prostitution there. There's deaths there. There's overdoses there. There's criminals that live in there. And I'm sure they go in and, we've heard they've trashed the rooms and everything. So, these people, they do need help.
Yes.
But fueling their addiction is not the answer.
No, exactly right. That's exactly right. Jennifer Richardson from Keep Tiger Town Beautiful is our guest. We're going to welcome in Trudy Daigle as well, office manager over at Premier South Roofing. All right, Jennifer, last time you were on with us, I believe you kind of had a bit of a wish list. Contractor bags were in demand. You were putting the cans out there. Could use some more cans, right? But you had a pretty big, we'll just call it a Santa's list right there. Yeah. One really big item stood out.
Yes, a van.
Yes.
And Santa showed up.
In the form of?
In the form of Premier South Roofing. Well, RJ McGinty gave us that.
And if anyone would know how to be Santa, it's somebody who's on the roof all the time.
Oh, absolutely. He came down that chimney with a van, and boy, I'm a happy girl. It's a game changer for us.
So let's welcome in Trudy Daigle, office manager over at Premier South Roofing. How did this come about?
So RJ is up late at night, and Miss Jennifer can tell you the story about them chatting late at night, early morning.
Early in the morning. Yeah. No, we go to bed at 7:30, both of us.
and so they, RJ would see the stories, and he was just inspired by that, and he was like, what can I do to help? Mm-hmm. So he, we had a van, and he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give this van to them to help, and we put a logo on it. That logo we hope will not only let other people see it and inspire other people to want to go out and do help, but also for a safety thing for them.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Lights on it.
Mm-hmm. A PA system
in it. We really tried to make it nice for them. And then, we kind of filled it with some things and give them some gas cards. And, we really want this to be a partnership. So it's something that we're not really wanting to do a one and done thing.
Okay.
We're wanting it to be a partnership with her.
Very cool.
So in fact, I haven't even talked to Miss Jennifer about this, but we're wanting to do in the fall, we're wanting to do a Saturday where our employees come out and partner with y'all. And so that's something that I want to plan with you soon.
We would love that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
All right. We'll get that in the works already. Yep. That's fantastic news. And she said in the fall. She's not promising this week. That's an unreasonable ask for this week.
Only Keep Tigertown Beautiful volunteers are crazy enough.
Yes, y'all are amazing to do this in the heat.
In the 110 degrees.
We'll get a little more, a little more participation in the fall.
Right.
Is there a little bit of that right now with the triple digit temperatures? You're taking a look around seeing, all right, I see where you're at.
Well, we get there around 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're out by 8:30. My crew is on College Drive right now under a bridge, and you ought to see what they're pulling out of that bridge. We've got videos of it already. I've already called the city to come pick it all up. It's really bad. And we've got across the street, we have a pregnant woman that's been on the side of the road for maybe a week or so. And I just called in over there to have her picked up and give her the care that she needs. So it's just a really bad situation.
It's continually amazing the things that y'all find along the side of the road. Or, under the interstate or in a Breck Park, as it were, which interesting to note that story hit, was that 3 weeks ago-ish?
I think it was about 3 weeks or a month ago.
About a month ago, yeah. That story, that was y'all that came across it.
Yes, it was. We thought it was just another person that was strung out or, sleeping. And one of my crew members said, hey, Jennifer, I don't think that guy's sleeping over there, but I'm too scared to go look. And I said, ooh, I'll go look. So I went.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
She's not scared of anything.
I've learned.
So I went up there, and sure enough, he was a goner, And so we called. I took pictures, and then I called the police. And so they took it from there.
Yeah, which turned out the body was dumped there by somebody who lived like less than 3 miles away.
Right.
They were going to dump a body. They went less than 3 miles and said, here's good. I'm done.
The park of all places. Breck
where
Park.
Children play.
I know, exactly. Where Breck has done phenomenal work putting our park system together, making sure that we have gold-rated parks. We have great parks.
Yes, we
thanks
do.
To Breck. And then you've got, someone saying, hey, look, I could.
Yeah.
I realize how inhumane this is for me to say it out loud. But I could just continue up Flannery, make a right on Florida, and dump a body in the Amite River.
Right.
It doesn't take that much more effort. Or I could put this body here where kids are going to be later on the day.
Right. It was right in front of the tennis court. I mean, and you should have seen how we, came across this and what he looked like and everything. And thank God we had a bunch of children out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just sent everybody off in another direction right before I was notified. And thank goodness the children didn't see it.
Yeah.
So it was traumatizing. Absolutely. I still see it in my mind, and I'm an adult. So,
Trudy, I want to come back to you real quick. We're going to get this back on a much lighter note, to be sure. But when that story happened, obviously, that was going to garner everybody's attention. By the way, Jennifer Richardson from Keep Tigertown Beautiful and Trudy Daigle from Premier South Roofing are my guests right now. So with the van, from start to finish, how quickly was Premier South able to act and react to get from, you know, y'all's fleet to theirs? We're going to call y'all a fleet now. Okay. To get to theirs.
I'm not sure how quick from the time that he called you to the time we got it to you, but it wasn't very long. Go ahead.
He calls me, you know, he messaged me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you doing up at 3 o'clock? He goes, what are you doing up at 3 o'clock? I said, he says, I have something I want to donate to you, but it has to hook onto a truck or a van. I said, I don't have a truck or a van. That's the problem. So he goes, see me when you get back in town. I said, okay. So he called me. He sent me over. He said, look, go look at this van. And I said, okay. So I looked at the van, and they said, what do you think? I said, it's fabulous. And so I get a text from his secretary, and it says, donate the van to Jennifer Richardson for Keep Tigertown Beautiful, and go and have it wrapped and have lights put on it, whatever she wants.
Oh, cool.
And then so that took a little while because we had to have all that done, but about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then when we picked it up, it was full of contractor bags. He had stuffed it with contractor bags for us.
Very cool stuff.
Carts and grabbers.
And he did that too when we picked it up, mm-hmm. but he had already stuffed it. So he's just an angel, I'm telling you.
We got 1 minute left, and I love stories like this because they talk about corporate responsibility within the city. And Premier South Roofing, y'all been around for a while now.
Right, about 13 years, and that's the thing, is that we want to give back to the city. We love the city, and we want to inspire other people to do the same, inspire other businesses, inspire individuals to do, you know, to go out, donate their time with Miss Jennifer, and, you know, do what we can. We all have a part to play in making this a nice place to live.
She is Trudy Daigle, office manager at Premier South Roofing, and of course Jennifer Richardson from Keep Tigertown Beautiful. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for having us.